It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Shut the hell up.
It's the most.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to give our last letters out now in our text jumble, and I'm going to give you another hint.
All right.
Here are the last four letters out of 26. We have 26 letters.
Uh-huh. These are the final four.
We have six words. We mentioned rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Music.
Right.
All right. Here are your last letters. Didn't even mention rock and roll. That was an extra hint.
Uh-oh.
Here are the letters. U, S, T, and H.
He's now given out all the letters.
If you have collected all 26 letters, you know that it is music, it is rock and roll, it is six words.
That's right.
If you know the answer, figure it out with our text jumble, WJFK1. We're not getting any progress.
Mm-hmm.
I will give you another hint. Rob is coming over because he's very curious about these games.
I have a hint.
You have a hint?
Oh, he's going to offer up a hint as well.
I don't get it.
I don't get that hint either.
I totally don't get that.
He was the original guy what did it.
Oh, okay.
I think that'll really confuse me.
Exactly.
Exactly what you want to do.
Too late in the game for that, Rob.
Right.
They're already confused.
I know.
So those are the last letters. If you know the answer, WJFK1, you've got all 26.
Mm-hmm.
Six words. Let me think of one more hint.
Scramble your brains out on this. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, and it's almost a giveaway.
It would be a giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens.
All right.
You got all 26 letters. Good luck to you, and we'll see what happens with the text jumble. Want to thank Live Nation for this fabulous prize pack with Patton Oswalt, Rob Riggle, Lisa Lampanelli, Jim Norton,
wow,
and Louis C.K. Great prizes. Mm-hmm. And now, without further ado, let's get right to it. Our last segment of Mr. Buzz Burbank. Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Burbank.
Why, thank you, Mike.
Here we go. Lonesome Buzz, just like Lonesome George.
And although his plate is already full, there's even more drama for Obama today with the news that Iran can now make an atomic bomb. Experts in today's New York Times say Iran's now got enough material to make one nuclear weapon.
We read about it on the internet.
Watch out. I love your news, Buzz. It's very thorough.
And cheerful.
And very good.
My name is Ahmed La Ardinger, and I know how to make an atomic bomb.
He missed it.
You missed it.
Yeah, he missed it.
He missed it.
Yeah. You missed it, too, didn't you?
I guess I did.
Yeah, you both did.
I knew it. I saw the whole time.
Did you get what I just did there?
I did.
Oh, okay. Okay, now I'm with you.
All right, very good.
Right.
Thank you.
Experts in today's New York Times say Iran now has enough material to make a nuclear weapon. All Iran has to do is purify the spent fuel to make it bomb-worthy. The International Atomic Energy Agency has been inspecting Iran's main nuclear plant on a regular basis and thought we ought to know this. The agency says it does not think Iran has the technology to turn that spent reactor fuel into weapons-grade uranium. And they say because of the thorough inspections, Iran isn't likely to succeed in hiding any bomb-making efforts. But as they pointed out, it's not impossible.
All right, I'm going to give another clue out.
Good.
Already?
Again.
Yeah, I want to do it before we get out of here.
Okay.
Alcohol.
Good clue.
Mm.
Alcohol. Good clue.
Thank you very much.
We'll be disappointed if you don't figure this
out. That's it. I'm not giving any more clues out.
If Californians were to, for example, vote to ban blacks from water fountains, the state Supreme Court would have to decide whether that's constitutional. As it is, Californians have voted to ban gays from marriage, and that's why the court will consider overturning the will of the people.
Yes.
Again.
At the gays, first of all, what happened with the gays was they were going to get married. And then they couldn't.
Right.
And now I want to change it because I think it's not fair.
But at first they could.
They could, and then they couldn't.
And now?
And every time it seems the people's votes,
right,
they overturn it.
Yes.
And when they overturn it, then they have to go back to the courts,
right,
to overturn that. So I can say turn a few more times.
Governor?
Yes.
What about the fires?
The fires are very bad.
Right.
They burn.
Fire bad?
They burn very hot.
Yes.
And what happens is you get the winds.
Sure.
The rains.
And when the winds come,
the winds.
Unfortunately, you get all these nasty winds that blow the embers,
yes,
onto the eaves.
So you
and the eaves and the embers cause the big fires, and that's what causes the houses to burn.
So we've turned and how do you make butter at the governor's mansion?
You use a churn.
A what?
A churn.
I understand
that. You're a pain in the ass if you ask.
Hey!
Yes. The last hint was alcohol. No, he's going to get this.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank you, Dankeschön.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank you very much, Dankeschön.
So the Supreme Court in California has agreed to hear arguments on this. Court's expected to take up several cases in March aimed at overturning the recently passed Proposition 8.
And incidentally, the jumble answer is not, please let Buzz blank blank me.
Are you sure that was...
The two words I eliminated were also the name of the game that I play, the dirty name of the game that I play during the commercial breaks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, that's not it.
It was also...
Remember, alcohol.
Alcohol. Come on, people.
All right, one more hint.
All right.
You don't want me to give away a hint.
I don't.
I want to give away the prize, Rob.
All right.
Song title.
Very good. That's it. You've clarified. All you did really there was clarify.
I'm done.
Very good. It was a lawsuit, by the way, that forced the dating website known as eHarmony to announce yesterday that it would set up a new service for gays and lesbians. The discrimination lawsuit that led to this was filed 3 years ago by a young man in New Jersey.
Is it called eHarmony?
The new one. I don't know that they've named it yet.
Most people give you a picture and a paragraph.
That's right. We learned just yesterday about an incident. Oh, you're going to love this story, Mike.
No, this is
right up your alley.
Get ready, O'Mara.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Do we have a winner?
It was too easy. Too easy.
Well, whose fault is that?
Incidentally, 802, call this person back. Come here, Beth Ann. We have a winner.
We have a winner.
We have a winner. Get this person on the line, Beth Ann.
Beth Ann! She's not answering her bell.
I'm coming.
Hi, how are you? Write that down. There's our winner right there in the 802 area.
There's the info.
Where is 802? Do we know?
I don't know, but they're certainly going to enjoy the concerts right here in D.C. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Hope they have friends. If you're a winner,
you're a winner, you know? And we'll take backup winners, too, that are local here. But
maybe they have a friend on Capitol Hill.
Can you see
Hill.
That?
No, can I use your glasses?
Unbelievable.
I don't know if it's going to help. You know, each lens is different.
There, 802.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right
back.
Oh my God,
that's the guy I texted back.
Is it really?
That's the Jag.
Oh my goodness.
That's the hump.
Well, I mean, he can't go to any of these shows if he doesn't live in the area.
No, he's a hump. I don't want to give him the prize.
Well, of course not.
Me, huh?
Well, there's no point in writing it down if he can't go
to
the shows.
No, we have to do that. All right. It's that number.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
You mean you already had the number
written down? Are you that blind?
Yes.
Wow.
We'll get you some reading glasses.
Keep going, Buzz.
At least you're not deaf, Bethany.
Well, you're going to miss this. We learned just yesterday about an incident on Air Canada back in January in which the co-pilot had a mental breakdown and had to be replaced by a stewardess who had done a little flying of her own.
I remember. And you should say flight attendant, Buzz. They don't like to be called stewardesses.
Do you know internationally?
Keep guessing, people, because we have a long-distance winner. We have a long-distance winner, and that person probably won't get a chance to use the Live Nation prize pack.
Right.
So if you know it, you can still text us at WJFK1. I think I'm a little obsessed with this contest.
Well, rightly so.
I'm glad we got a winner, though.
What contest?
The investigation was conducted in Ireland, where the plane was diverted from its trip to Toronto to London.
Okay, I want you to take a right turn right now. You're over the Irish Sea.
See, right after...
I want you to turn and land at Shannon. Shannon is in the west. It's near Shannon. It's Shannon Airport.
That's hello, right. This is the airport. You are cleared for landing.
Land at Shannon.
The 58-year-old co-pilot started rambling after takeoff and eventually became belligerent. There were 155 people on board. He had to be physically removed from the cockpit by flight attendants and then sedated by passengers who happened to be doctors.
Jesus.
The co-pilot was hospitalized for 11 days before he was flown back to Canada. And although the pilot and the flight attendant who helped him are getting shout-outs as heroes, no one in the case is being named publicly. We'll never know the names of the people involved. Not the heroes or the
crazy. Do they know what happened to the guy?
No. Well, I mean, somebody knows, but that information is not.
Was it like a seizure or something like that?
Mental breakdown, they said.
A mental breakdown. He started out disoriented, and the next thing you know, he was combative.
Texter writes to me, since when is Jesse Jackson the governor of California? Lick it!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
You know what? You skipped a couple levels there, and I like the destination.
You know what? Lick it twice.
Lick it twice. Lick it good.
If you want to avoid a virus on your laptop, beware the free public Wi-Fi.
Got a winner. Another winner. We have a backup winner.
What's the area code, Mike?
Huh?
What, do we have an area code? Is it a local winner?
Incidentally, hold on a second. No, that's a different one.
Mm.
Rob, I gotta come over here for a second. This game is driving me.
So much paperwork. Should I go on?
Yes, go ahead,
all
please.
Right. So if you want to avoid
a virus,
be careful of the free public Wi-Fi.
Are you sure that's not the title?
The FBI is reminding travelers to be especially careful if you don't agree to join a Wi-Fi hookup that's actually a hacker in disguise.
And even if it wasn't, Mike, those aren't the letters we gave out.
Absolutely.
Could be the guy sitting at the next table.
Yeah, but I hope sincerely that we have the right title.
Might not be the official.
It's all on you, SpeeWack.
Good.
I don't want to put any pressure on you, but you researched that, right?
Of course.
Okay, thank you. He's confident.
Might not be the official Starbucks signal. It might be the guy sitting next to you. Same thing at airports or any of the 68,000 hotspots around the country.
All right, we have another backup winner.
Read before you click and make sure your shields are up defensively.
Okay, we have a backup winner.
All right, what do you got?
Guy from area code 703.
Mm-hmm.
That's all Virginia.
Right. All right, very good. All right.
Very That's good.
Here, write that down.
Hey, look, we're all in here. Except
your,
for Katie.
I can't do this while I'm trying to do a radio show.
We're down
show.
To our final minute, right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. There's the right there.
Finally,
that's it.
In the Carolinas, Gladwin Taft Rush III agreed to surrender to deputies.
Hurry up, I want to get the guy's name.
Okay. He agreed to surrender to deputies on wife-threatening charges right after he was a pallbearer at his dad's funeral. He just didn't expect the deputies to show up at the funeral.
And he's actually in D.C., this guy that won?
And he reacted badly.
Okay, very good.
He spat at the deputies, so the deputies kneed him in the back and tasered him at the funeral. They drew their guns. Well, one deputy actually dropped his and waved the guns at his mom, telling her to get back or they'd shoot. After that, some of the mourners decided to skip the cemetery service and just go home.
Okay.
Quoting Gladwin's brother-in-law, "We almost dropped a casket."
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm sorry, Buzz. I got to do this. Let's get the winner on. Hello, Joe. Are you there? Joe?
Hey, Mike, it's me, man. I didn't mean to bust your hump earlier. Me love you long time.
Hey, Joe, that's okay. You're the big winner. And the answer to the... go ahead. Tell everybody what the text jumble was.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Congratulations. You are the big winner. You get the text jumble prize package from Live Nation. Pair of tickets to see Patton Oswalt at the Lisner. Pair of tickets to see Rob Riggle at the 6 and I Synagogue in D.C. Pair of tickets to Lisa Lampanelli at the Warner. A pair of tickets to see Jim Norton at the State Theater. And front row tickets to Louis C.K. this Friday night at 8 at the Warner Theater. Joe from D.C., you had a different area code there. Congratulations, sir. You're the big winner.
Thanks, Mike. I'm originally from Vermont. We've met. You're a great guy, and I really love the show and the flamethrower from Fairfax.
God bless you. Thanks a lot, Joe. Congratulations. Enjoy all those concerts.
Thanks,
we got to get out of here. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, too much went on today, and more will go on tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you and good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.